I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Source for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live team coverage, the inauguration of Joe Biden on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock. KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds, some blue sky. It's 41 degrees. KSL's top story. The new president is inside the White House. The new vice president is on the Senate floor. Joe Biden walked into the Oval Office for the first time as president just a few minutes ago. He's expected to sign more than a dozen executive orders. Our team coverage of the inauguration begins with Maria Chaleos. She's
Jeff,
live at the KSL National News Desk.
Excuse me, Jeff. Just minutes ago on the Senate floor, Vice President Kamala Harris swearing in the nation's newest senators.
And that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter, so help you God.
I do.
Congratulations.
Following the swearing-in of the new senators from Georgia, Democrats are now the majority in the U.S. Senate. The swearing-in follows a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery and inaugural parade. President Biden's motorcade drove to the White House in a parade unlike any other in recent inauguration history. A fife and drum corps took part in the parade, but unlike past years, the streets were not lined with spectators, but mainly police and military. In his inaugural address today, President Biden calling for national unity in the face of historic challenges.
In the work ahead of us, we're going to need each other. We need all our strength to persevere through this dark winter.
Mr. Biden never mentioned his predecessor by name, but he did condemn the riot at the Capitol just weeks ago. Republican Senator Roy Blunt, who helped organize the inauguration, was asked if he thinks Mr. Trump should be held accountable.
I've been 100% focused on the inauguration for the last 10 days or so, and I'm going to begin to think about what comes up after this later this afternoon.
And Mike Pence received a big hello after stepping off Air Force Two as he returned home to his state of Indiana. He offered these words of unity to the crowd.
We inaugurated a new president and a new vice president. And allow me to offer my congratulations to President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris.
Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson says America is ready for the new president and vice president. Senator Mike Lee sent his congratulations. He hopes to work with the new president on criminal justice reform and tax relief. Congressman Chris Stewart also sends congratulations. He had to cancel out on the inauguration because he was experiencing COVID symptoms. Congressman Stewart's rapid test came up negative. What do Utah political professionals think about the future after this inauguration? KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz continues our team coverage.
Utah's Democratic Party chair, Jeff Merchant, tells Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry he's obviously happy Democrats will control Congress and the White House, but says even still, working together is essential.
As we've seen for the last several years with the Republicans leading the Senate, unless people are willing to compromise and work together in that body, things just don't happen.
Ron Fox staffed four inaugurations and has worked on behalf of Republican office holders. He says he's not sure what's next for now former President Trump.
I think that he's going to attempt to
be an important person in the party.
He says Mr. Trump not attending today's inauguration was a good move. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Well, here at KSL, we've been hearing a range of reactions from listeners after the inauguration. For instance, one caller to David Dujanovic said he's willing to support the new president. Maybe.
I see one thing lacking in his plea for unity. He needs to acknowledge the good things that President Trump did.
Other callers said they believe Mr. Biden's a decent man who supports democracy. Whether they'll support him, well, for that we have 4 years to find out. Some folks 70 and older in Utah County are really frustrated. They say they haven't been able to register for the COVID vaccine. County health officials say they've patched up their website to make sure those who can get a shot can register. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
When Jason Herlevy tried to book vaccination appointments for his parents on Monday, he couldn't even log on to Utah County's website. He tried again twice on Tuesday.
It came up and it kept on returning an error message on the website.
He believes the county's website just wasn't strong enough to handle that demand, and Utah County Health Department spokesperson Aislinn Tolman Hill agrees. She says they were able to handle it at first, but then they had some back-end issues with their databases. They shut the website down for an hour for maintenance.
We completely understand that the public is like, you know, why is this happening? You're not happy about it.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Ricky Meese is here with a quick check on traffic. What's going on?
Well, we have an accident in Draper, and it's jamming up the drive already. It's northbound on I-15 just by the Bangor Highway ramps. It's still blocking a right lane of traffic and causing delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, folks, you've been advised. And coming up, if you didn't watch the inauguration ceremony, you're going to get the 2-minute version. My minute of news is on the way next.
Red and white.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.